This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to join us here with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Duterte is at it again. The story from the Associated Press out of Manila in the Philippines.
Manila.
I've heard it's pronounced Manila. Anyway, the Philippine president-elect has encouraged the public to help him in his war against crime, urging citizens with guns to shoot and kill drug dealers who resist arrest.
They allow citizens with guns there?
And fight back in their neighborhoods. In a nationally televised speech late Saturday, Rodrigo Duterte told a huge crowd in the southern city of Davao, which is where he's the mayor, so he's still the mayor, and then at the end of this month he'll become the president.
I see.
He's president-elect. He told a huge crowd in the southern city of Davao that Filipinos who help him battle crime will be rewarded. He said, quote, please feel...
Prison cells, apparently.
What's that?
With prison cells, apparently.
Please feel free to call us, the police, or do it yourself if you have the gun. You have my support, said Duterte, warning of an extensive illegal drug trade that involves even the country's police. If a drug dealer...
So you're saying I can shoot one of the drug-dealing police and you'll support me.
Sure.
Thank you, Duterte. Oh, I saw him reach into his pocket. I assumed he had drugs.
That's probably a valid excuse for the police to kill someone.
Well, sure.
But it probably wouldn't work for the average
probably
people.
Not.
If a drug dealer resists arrest or refuses to be brought to a police station and threatens a citizen with a gun or a knife, you can kill them, Duterte said. Shoot him, and I'll give you a medal. Well, that's a lot of qualifiers. The drug dealer has to resist arrest or refuse to be brought to a police station and also further threaten someone with a gun or knife, then you can kill him. The 71-year-old Duterte won the May 9th presidential election on a bold promise to end crime and corruption within 6 months of the start of his presidency. That vow...
People think you could just be tough on crime and end crime.
No, that's what... Yeah, right. And that it swept him into office. People were willing to ignore some of the more ridiculous and outrageous things this man said because they were so excited by this whole tough-on-crime approach.
If that was the case... Then places that had, the lopping off of hands for stealing and that sort of thing
would have no stealing.
Crime.
Well, this is a place where I do believe there is the death penalty in the Philippines for drug dealing. I believe that it is one of the worst places in the world to sell drugs.
Then they shouldn't have a problem with drugs, right?
Yeah, exactly. They have the problem because people continue to demand drugs. So even in a situation in a society where there is the maximum penalty for drug dealing continues to go on because it's incredibly profitable when you increase the penalty to death. It becomes actually more profitable to sell drugs because fewer people are interested in doing that business. If you think about it, it probably will. The fact that there's a death penalty involved will likely
dissuade some
from getting involved. Like selling a bag of weed probably isn't really worth it to most people if they know they can be put to death for it. But for the people for whom it is worth it, they will be able to make...
They're going to be some real rough characters.
They'll be the toughest of the tough drug dealers. You will not want to deal with these people. And further, these are the kind of people who you cannot care. Obviously, you just can't give an F if the penalty is death. You're willing to take that risk to sell drugs, meaning you'll be able to sell drugs for more money because you're taking that risk. You have to be rewarded concomitant with the risk that you're taking in that business. Anyway, the vow resonated among crime-weary Filipinos, though police officials considered it campaign rhetoric that was impossible to accomplish. Human rights watchdogs have expressed alarm that his anti-crime drive may lead to widespread rights violations. Gee, you think? Duterte, longtime Davao mayor, has been suspected of playing a role in many killings of suspected criminals in his city by motorcycle-riding assassins known as the Davao Death Squads. But Human Rights Watch
like a nice guy.
Say he has not been criminally charged because no one has dared to testify against him in court. In his speech on Saturday, Duterte asked three police generals based in the main national police camp in the capital to resign for involvement in crimes that he did not specify. He threatened to humiliate them in public if they did not quit, and said he would order a review of dismissed criminal cases of active policemen, suggesting some of them may have bribed their way back onto the force.
Interesting.
He said, "They go back again crucifying the Filipino? I won't agree to that. If you're still into drugs, I will kill you. Don't take this as a joke. I'm not trying to make you laugh, son of a bitch. I will really kill you," Duterte said to loud jeers and applause. The foul-mouthed former government prosecutor said crimes were committed by law enforcers because of extreme greed and extreme need. He said he would provide a small amount to an officer who was tempted because his wife has cancer or a mother died, but that those who would break the law because of extreme greed, quote, will also be dealt with by me. I'll have you killed. Unquote.
So if something bad goes in your family, we're going to pay you some more money, but we'll kill you if you sell drugs. This doesn't make any particular sense to me. Shouldn't
no,
you
he's
be
saying
paying?
He would kill an officer who is stealing, basically. If he's stealing
but
to,
he
to help
before
his
that,
sick
that he would
mother,
help? Yeah.
If the officer is stealing to help his sick mother, he'll give him a break.
Okay.
But if he's stealing for extreme greed, he'll have him killed.
If your officer is stealing to help their sick mother, you should pay your officers more.
Duterte starts his six-year presidential term on June 30th. He repeated a plan to offer huge bounties to those who can turn in drug lords dead or alive. While it remains to be seen what will happen to his threats when he takes office, some policemen have heeded his call for a tougher anti-crime approach. In suburban Las Piñas City of the Manila metropolis, police have apprehended more than 100 minors who defied a night curfew and men who are either having drinking sprees in public or roaming around shirtless in violation of a local ordinance. Yes, that's right. Apparently, it's illegal to be shirtless.
The local shirtless ordinance.
I just guessing.
I don't even think they do that here in the United States. Do they anywhere?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to learn that one, but I suspect it gets a little warm there in the Philippines.
I suspect it does, yeah.
The crackdown was dubbed Oplan Rodi after Duterte's nickname, or Rid the Streets of Drinkers and Youth. That's what that stands for. So this guy is a real tough talker, and he's not just going after the regular crooks. You know, that's the way he's making it look here, going to punish them with the death penalty, going to allow, he says, give people awards for shooting drug dealers in the streets. But further, he also is going after journalists, saying that what he considers to be corrupt journalists asked to be assassinated in the Philippines. And this is kind of ties in with the story that we've got about Donald Trump, because, again, this guy's been called the Trump of the Philippines. He's sort of known for saying what he thinks, not, you know, cutting any corners and just getting it right out there, what he really, you know, believes, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the case.
Saying things that are outrageous and benefiting politically from saying outrageous things. Like, for instance, when the most probably outrageous thing that I heard about when he was campaigning was when there was a woman who was raped. I don't know if she was murdered, too, but she was definitely gang-raped in a prison. He said that he wishes he would have had first crack because he was the mayor at the time and she was pretty.
Wow.
Yep.
That's really inappropriate.
He said that and then won the election for president. So anyway, yeah. That's who you're dealing with. Here's more about him. It's a fascinating character. Rappler.com has the story.
Yeah, he's fascinating enough that he's gotten, you know, worldwide attention. I mean, this is the guy running for president of the Philippines.
He won.
Yeah, right. Big deal. You know,
his polling.
How many presidents can you name of how many countries? I guess is
right now.
Yeah, right now, and I suspect the answer is fewer than 10.
Definitely fewer than 10.
There are about 10, about 200 countries,
yep.
And you can name fewer than 10. The fact that you can come up with this guy's name shows that he is a big old loud braying jackass.
Philippine President-elect Rodrigo Duterte said on Tuesday, May 31st, that corrupt journalists were legitimate targets of assassination.
Of course, he decides who's corrupt.
Yes, he does. And he amped up his anti-crime crusade with bounty officer or offers on the deaths of drug traffickers. I will tell you more about what he had to say about the assassinations of journalists and how deadly it can be to be a journalist in the Philippines, and it has been for a long time. We'll share the numbers with you here. It's pretty shocking. 855-453 is our toll-free number, which, by the way, we are being broadcast, I believe, by Pirate Radio in the Philippines, so thanks for that. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up what you want. You don't have to comment on the Filipino president-elect Rodrigo Duterte and the crazy stuff that he says regularly, although we've got more.
He does seem to be obsessed with it.
On him here in moments. You can comment on whatever's on your mind. And you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. Not so much freedom in the Philippines with President-elect Rodrigo Duterte not only saying that people should just kill drug dealers when they see them in the streets refusing to go to prison. He also says that the police should just assassinate criminals in the streets. One of his big campaign promises was that if the cops are trying to, you know, do their job and they see someone they believe is a criminal, they should just kill them right there on the spot, thereby saving the time from having to go to court, to take them to jail, to process them, to book them, to put them through an expensive trial, put them in jail.
That stuff's a real pain.
It's an expensive cost. You know, he just says, you know, put a bullet in their head and then he'll pardon the officer who does that, basically asking all of his officers to be Judge Dredd.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole Judge Dredd thing, it's fascinating. And it does seem to be the direction that law enforcement's moving. You know, people at this point basically decide that if the charges have been brought against you, you must be guilty.
Sad, but that is true.
Giving the officers the power, essentially, to be judge, jury, and executioner.
And people will cheer it on, which is why Duterte got elected in the Philippines. In fact, the more outrageous things he said, the more his popularity grew. The story from Rappler.com, and there's several variants of this this piece. There's one part where they don't mention it in this part, but apparently he told members of the press to not F with him. And further said that assassination is completely fine, he believes, for members of the press who he considers to be corrupt. The story continues, the foul-mouthed politician has launched a series of post-election tirades against criminals and repeated his vows to kill them, particularly drug traffickers, rapists, and murderers. In a press conference called Tuesday to announce his cabinet in his southern hometown of Davao, Duterte said journalists who took bribes or engaged in other corrupt activities also deserve to die. Quote, just because you're a journalist, you're not exempted from assassination if you're a son of a bitch, Duterte said.
Wow.
When asked how he would address the problem of media killings in the Philippines after a reporter was shot dead in Manila last week. The Philippines is one of the most dangerous nations in the world for journalists, with 174 murdered since a chaotic and corruption-plagued democracy replaced the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos 3 decades ago. 174 journalists murdered in 30 years.
Yeah. Is this just people just don't understand the value of journalism? Look, I get that people color their stories with their beliefs, but if you don't attempt to protect the people that color the story in the way that you don't want to hear, then nobody's going to protect the people that color the story in the way you want to hear.
Right. So that's freedom of speech.
There's no such thing as robot journalists. Actually, that's not true. There are robots writing stories for the AP. But, you know, you can't kill them. And ultimately, these people provide something to the marketplace. They're at least bringing to light issues. Yes, there are people who write stories that I'm like, oh, my God, this is awful. I can't believe they would do that. But
you don't have to share it.
Right. You just ignore it and move on.
Well, get this.
Only a politician would care about journalists, by the way.
The statements just get more ridiculous. Here's another one. You're going to love this one, Mark. Quote, This is Duterte, the president-elect of the Philippines. Quote, most of those killed, to be frank, have done something. You won't be killed.
Everybody's done something.
Hold on. You won't be killed if you don't do anything wrong.
Yeah. What a moron. What an absolute mouth-breathing moron.
Now, of course,
you're going to shoot me, Duterte? You're going to send over one of your motorcycle squads over here? Because I think you're a little loser.
Well,
you're a little sad little man who wants to kill people who disagree with you. What are you going to do about it, Duterte?
He's probably not going to do much, given that you're in Keene, New Hampshire.
No, he's not.
He's in the Philippines. He said freedom
of little king in his little kingdom.
Duterte also said freedom of expression provisions in the Constitution did not necessarily protect a person from violent repercussions for defamation. He says that can't just be freedom of speech. The Constitution can no longer help you if you disrespect a person.
Jeez.
If you disrespect, and you know, he's talking about himself.
Yes, he is.
Right? If you disrespect me, President-elect Duterte,
we can't then protect you.
You could be assassinated because you're corrupt. Obviously, you're corrupt if you're against me.
Yes.
I mean, I am the paladin of virtue. I am the man the people have elected to cleanse this little country of evil. Of criminals.
Well, let's see how he does. Wasn't he supposed to eliminate crime in
six months?
6 months?
Good. From the beginning of his presidency. So right now, still tough talk time where he's still gearing up. The presidency doesn't take that seat until the 30th of June. So he's still got a few weeks to go here before he actually becomes president. But yes, so by the end of the year then, Mark, he should have wrapped everything up. This should be a really happy Christmas season where all of the people of the Philippines will be enjoying opening their Christmas gifts with glee because there's not a single criminal in the streets who will steal the children's toys from them or commit any crimes whatsoever.
Does anyone believe that?
I don't know. Going on. Duterte raised the case of Jun Pala, a journalist and politician who was murdered in Davao, again, that's where he was the mayor, in 2003. Gunmen on a motorcycle shot dead Pala, who was a vocal critic of
Duterte.
The murder of Mr. Pala has never been solved. I bet the police worked real hard on that case, too.
I'll bet, yeah.
If you're an upright journalist, nothing will happen to you, said Duterte, who has ruled Davao as mayor for most of the past two decades and is accused of links to vigilante death squads. He says, the example here is Pala. I do not want to diminish his memory, but he is a rotten son of a bitch. He deserved it.
Oh, God. Dear God.
Can you believe he actually said, I do not want to diminish his memory prior to that?
This guy is simply a gang don. You know, he's just a mob boss.
And people love him. Elected overwhelmingly.
Yeah, there you go.
He said $64,000 would be paid to law enforcers for killing drug lords with lesser amounts for lower-ranking people in drug syndicates.
He's just giving out bounties.
So there you go. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is Trump as bad as Duterte, but just not letting on? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The Jax wallet has hit the scene, and it is pretty great. It's super easy to use. Holds Bitcoin and Ether. I guess I shouldn't say it holds it, because the wallets in the Bitcoin world don't actually hold the Bitcoin itself. The Bitcoin's out there in the cloud, but the wallet has the private key that allows you to access the Bitcoin.
It allows you to control your own Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah. And now Ether as well, which is sort of the number two in the world of cryptocurrency.
It's amazing how quickly it's moved up, and I suspect it's going to continue to go up.
We'll certainly see.
Just me saying I suspect.
Jax allows you to do either one or both. You know, it's up to you. And you can do it via your smartphone, or, and this is one of the things that really sets Jax apart, because there's a zillion smartphone wallets out there for Bitcoin. But Jax also is available for Mac, Windows, or Linux machines. So you can have access to the same Bitcoin via your desktop, your laptop, your smartphone, your tablet device. So pretty much whatever device you're using, you can have Jax and therefore access to your Bitcoin and Ether. Jax.io is where you go to get it. It's free, of course. JAXX.io. It is the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live, and we think you'll agree that Jax is the best. Try it out. Of course, you can download it via the Apple or Google stores if you prefer, or just go straight to Jax.io, JAXX.io, and try it out. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we were just talking about Duterte, the president-elect in the Philippines, who's just been a fascinating psychopath. I mean, there's a bunch of crazy people out there, and you know, that are running various different governments around the world. And I'm sure we could get some ridiculous stories from any nation on Earth. But for whatever reason, the Philippines guy has been coming across our news feed. So
he's advocating for shooting journalists in the street if he disagrees with them.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what he said. And you know, is Trump as bad as this guy? Well, Trump has said some pretty outrageous things, but
I would say the answer to that has to be no.
But maybe Trump is just a little bit more shrewd. Maybe Trump is a lot more like Duterte than he's letting on.
You're going to have to convince me rather than just this wild conjecture.
Here's a story from Cato.org, the Cato Institute, about Trump's dangerous war on press freedom. So you got Duterte out there basically saying he's fine with assassinating journalists he considers to be corrupt. And then you got Donald Trump. Let's get into the story here. This week marks the 40th anniversary of the murder of Arizona Republic investigative reporter Don Bullis, whose body was ripped in two by a car bomb in June of 1976. Over the next 11 days, Bullis lingered in the hospital near death. Both legs and one arm were amputated in a desperate but unsuccessful attempt to save his life. Bullis had worked for years to expose the infiltration of Arizona politics by organized crime. He wrote long investigative articles about vast land fraud conspiracies that robbed the elderly of their life savings. He wrote about the bribery of politicians to facilitate these schemes and wrote about the involvement of the mafia in Arizona's gaming and sports industries. He worked tirelessly to expose public corruption and hold public officials accountable for their actions, which is what a good journalist should be doing.
Indeed.
In doing so, he was the eyes, ears, and voice of public accountability. Bullis investigated the type of people, con artists, and mobsters that Donald Trump has made a fortune partnering with for decades. Many news organizations, including the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, and the Associated Press, have reported that Trump's construction projects during the 1980s involved a who's who of organized crime figures. A 1992 U.S.
It was kind of hard in certain municipalities to construct things without being
involved organized crime.
With organized crime.
Certainly in Vegas, I mean, they're pretty entrenched out there.
So you hear.
In 1992, U.S. Senate report on Asian organized crime revealed the Trump casino executives were prosecuted for receiving kickbacks from the Chinese triads. Within the past 10 years, Trump partnered with Felix H. Sater, a convicted felon with ties to the Russian mob. Sater had previously been convicted of racketeering for his part in a stock manipulation scheme. Sater, who had also served a prison sentence for stabbing a man in the face with a broken margarita glass,
oh my,
was issued a Trump Organization business card identifying him as a senior advisor to Trump. Sater worked with Trump on a condo project in Lower Manhattan that resulted in a civil fraud lawsuit. A criminal investigation was opened and was only closed after Trump agreed to settle the civil case. More recently, Trump has been embroiled in three class action fraud lawsuits over the operation of Trump University, which has been accused of selling worthless education programs for as much as $35,000.
They are accused of that, but there were a lot of those things going on at the time. So the Trump University thing is, you know, it seems to me like somebody approached him and said, hey, you want to be involved in, you know, these real estate courses are hot right now. And
we'll put your name on it.
Yeah. And you're Trump, and Trump means real estate. All we'll do, we'll put the course together. We'll get your name on it. Is it above board? Right. I think that when people buy Trump University, they want real stuff designed by Donald Trump, whom they assume is good at this sort of thing. So I'll call it shady.
Mm.
But, is it a scam? Well, really not much more than the rest of these were.
One of the people who investigated it said, I believe that Trump University was a fraudulent scheme and that it preyed upon the elderly and uneducated to separate them from their money, said Ron Schnackenberg, a former sales manager for the defunct school. He said this in a sworn statement.
He was a sales manager for the defunct school.
Yeah. If Don Bullis were alive today, there'd be no doubt he'd be investigating Donald Trump. And there would be no doubt that Donald Trump would be attacking Bullis like he has attacked the rest of the press. Trump told journalists at a press conference recently, quote, I like scrutiny. and then repeatedly maligned journalists as dishonest, sleazy, disgusting, and not good people who, quote, make me look very bad, unquote. Trump's outrageous attacks are only the latest assault in a war on press freedom that he has waged throughout his campaign, and which he told a journalist at the press conference he intends to carry on into the White House. At his rallies, Trump has frequently belittled journalists, whom he keeps restricted to a small fenced pen. He's called reporters liars, lowlifes, and dishonest scum, as he singles them out for ridicule before the jeering crowd. Is he as bad as Duterte? At least not verbally, but he doesn't seem to be friendly towards freedom of the press. Going on, Trump told journalists at one rally, quote, "We're going to open up libel laws, and we're going to have people sue you like you've never got sued before," he said.
He does like to sue folks.
Promising to punish the publication of, quote, "purposely negative stories." Donald Trump misunderstands, says Thomas Burr, the National Press Club president, or more likely simply opposes the role that a free press plays in a democratic society. Reporters are supposed to hold public figures accountable.
Yes, and that is the job of the press. The press is supposed to go out and find out information about these people and publish it. Now, I got it. Sometimes bad information comes out. Clearly we have reported stories here that were just, they weren't true. We got caught like the rest of America got caught. We basically comment on popular stories. So if a popular story that's not true gets out, then, you know.
We'll... Right, we didn't originate the story. We were just fooled like a lot of other
people. Right, if we originate stuff, it's usually activism that we've been, had going on right here. And we've heard what we've heard, we've seen what we've seen.
Any American political candidate who attacks the press for doing their job is campaigning in the wrong country. In the United States, under our Constitution, a free press is a check on politicians of all parties. It's the National Press Club president there. If we're to demand that other countries respect the tradition of a free press, we must also practice that here at home.
Well, that'd be nice, but the United States is like number 40 of the freest presses in the world, so it's ways down the list.
Don't expect any such demands from Trump if he's elected president. He's defended Russian President Vladimir Putin against accusations of involvement in state-sanctioned violence against journalists. Putin pushed legislation through Russia's federal assembly that strengthened criminal defamation laws and imposed greater censorship on online publishing. Putin has been described by Trump as, quote, a man highly respected within his own country and beyond, unquote.
Yes, Putin respects Trump, and Trump seems to respect Putin.
Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. So, is Trump going to be as bad as Duterte if he gets elected? Well, there's going to be a lot of, more checks on him from inside the system and without. Certainly more lawsuits and things like that against any potential changes to infringe on freedom of the press. But what he's saying isn't good.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live Moments. Remain enough time for you. If you join us right now, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content there on the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based system. You can submit what you want to it. Other listeners vote on what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well. You vote it up if you like it, down if you don't, and it's all totally free. So get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, through the fun, Dan in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dan.
Hi, how you doing? You
know, welcome.
Did you have a chance to think about, you know, while you're singing the praises of what the ideals of journalism is supposed to be, the unofficial fifth branch of government, a checks and balances, you have a structure where one makes outrageous statements, and admittedly, because you know they're outrageous, the other one tries to be the sensible one. To really compare Trump to having people shot on the spot, is this just, you know, aren't you, I mean, you're using your opportunity for progressive gay programming to really come across as outrageous and being the kind of journalism that is the opposite of what you think journalism is, and it's not that at this point.
Brother, this is talk radio. It ain't journalism. I don't know where you've been.
No, you were talking about journalism, saying the fifth branch is supposed to be
changed. It is, yeah.
But is this just shtick comparing Trump to wanting people shot on the spot? Plus, what happens in the Philippines is not so unusual. At least reporters there have a chance. In the Middle East, in the Muslim countries, there's no such thing. And they're dragged behind, they're picked up in jeeps and dragged to who knows where. And who knows.
I don't know if you heard, but there have been more than 170 journalists murdered in the Philippines in the last 30 years. That's
and it's
a
terrible.
Pretty.
Deny that, but there are people murdered in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Syria. Are you going to compare Trump to ISIS and Al-Qaeda also? I mean, you have to know this is tongue-in-cheek, I guess, right?
There's what part's tongue-in-cheek?
Clearly ISIS is a terrorist organization. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give you that.
Just like all governments.
I'll even go one step further.
Al Jazeera is a Muslim organization backed by a Muslim country, and they're in all of these Middle Eastern countries, and they're not,
reporting.
Yeah, they're reporting, and they're not losing reporters at nearly the rate we're talking about here.
Well, maybe they are, but we don't know.
No, they're not.
speculating and synthesizing that Donald Trump's in that same school of thought. That's ridiculous. When the fact is, the Secretary of State did have someone assassinated, Gaddafi, because he was told he posed a threat. So we became a mafia hitman for Muslims in the Middle East. That's where the real killings have been. And of course, an ambassador was left dead because somebody wasn't on the job at best. I mean, well, how do you want to play this? This is propaganda, but yet you're talking, my main point is it's propaganda, but the main thing is you're trying to act as though the righteousness of a reporter to go out there, dig up the who, what, when, where, why the story. Those days are long over with. They're gone.
Well, the bloggers are doing half the work of reporters these days, and they're going to have to because
bloggers
there's...
are no more credible.
Well, who's credible then? If journalists aren't credible and bloggers aren't credible, who's credible? Trump?
I remember the day I worked in a newspaper. You wrote a story with bias to any degree. You were sent back to work on it again. Now, bloggers, it's whatever you think is outrageous. It could be everyone from a Ku Klux Klansman to a communist. Who knows what? Bloggers are no, they're not living up to any ideal of how to report.
Agreed.
Or in fact, I don't think anybody is. But the main thing is, here's a man that's killing people in the streets on the spot, and your whole topic of the show is, let's compare him to Donald Trump. But someone, it's as though your general manager said, you know, that's too transparent, so have the...
You think we have a general manager? Wait a second. You don't understand the way Free Talk Live works at all. Let me explain it to you.
You think it is? Whatever you do to plan your show to try to compare it to Trump, who's running for president.
Oh, we don't plan the show.
Yeah, Ian did not run this by me, and I felt that I agree with you. I feel that it's irresponsible to say, well, would Trump shoot reporters in the street in America?
I didn't say that.
That's what he did.
I said, is he like Duterte, but hiding it?
Reporters in the street, apparently.
But is he hiding it? Because he can't be as brazen.
He can't do it because what he's instead he's threatening to sue and those sorts of things.
He said he wants to punish the publication of purposely negative stories. I mean, this guy is not, it doesn't sound like he's in favor of press freedom. I mean, do you support that, Dan?
Wait, if somebody, slander is something that can be brought to court. If the press is resorting to what can be legally considered slander, it ceases to be the press and loses its responsibility.
You don't have the same level of protection from slander as a public personality.
I don't know. We're not trying a specific case here. But if something can be tried in a court of law, look, do you really believe the media has a halo over its head in this day and age with the money and the markets changing from print media going out of style to online? You really believe that no one should have a problem with what's reported in the paper? I know not one story.
You mean that there isn't one odd fruit that could make me lose weight?
Hold on. If you've got a problem with what's being reported in the paper, don't buy the paper. And recommend to your friends to not buy the paper as well. But don't pass a law against it.
Okay, then don't vote for Trump.
Oh, I won't. And I won't vote for Hillary. And I won't vote for Bernie. I won't vote for anybody that wants to control my life.
So talk about that.
We do. We talk about that every night here on Free Talk.
I think it's really important. It's really important to look at what Trump believes about journalism.
He can't hear you if he's talking.
It's really important for us to talk about Trump's beliefs regarding journalism. Clinton isn't out there running around, and I'm not supporting Clinton. She's not out there running around talking about libel and slander cases.
There's not one person who was ever involved in a story written in the paper that agrees that the reporter grabbed it and got it, that that's how it went down. There are plenty of mistakes. There's
always
misinformation.
Every story.
There is bias to the nth degree. And if someone's calling the media on it, whether it's Trump or Obama or anybody saying straighten your act out if you're going to be the press, why are you supporting the ridiculous notions of what they publish with everybody? But of course,
I support free speech.
I'm not supporting. Look, hold on. Every story that's ever been published about me has been wrong. There's been something in it that is factually inaccurate. But that's just kind of the nature of somebody. You know,
if you were putting up money to run for the job, to be auditioned or interviewed for a job, and people were slandering you, you think that should be legal? You don't believe there's any bias in the media against Trump?
I didn't say that. There's bias all over the media. But media should be free to be biased, Dan. People should be free to say what they want. And by the way, public personalities don't have the same level of legal protections.
Wait a minute. Media should be free to be biased? No, it should not be free to be
biased.
See,
this is what reveals you as someone who does not support freedom of speech. Or else what, Dan? Or else what? What's the punishment going to be for a biased media?
What did you ever write for? What newspaper did you work for?
None.
You
know,
I'm asking you a question, Dan. What should be the punishment? You just said media shouldn't be biased. What should be the punishment?
The reason we stop reporting the who, what, when, where, and why is because of people like you that can't discern the facts without bias.
What do people like you, Dan, want to do to media that is seen as biased?
Certainly not what you suggest. Have people who criticize the media and want people shot on the spot in the streets. They are.
I didn't suggest shooting anybody.
You're saying Trump's attitude is logically going to lead to...
Are you going to answer the question? What do you want to see happen to media that you consider to be biased? What should happen?
No, that's not the question. Your whole show, the reason I'm...
You're dodging it. You're totally dodging it. You're like a slimy politician, Dan. You're just like...
Trump is not going to have people shot on this on spot in the street.
No, he'll use the law. He'll use the court system.
To have two different situations.
Dan... Does it concern you that Dan?
I'm gonna put him on hold.
Does it concern you that Reporters Without Borders ranks the United States in something like between 40 and 50 in press freedom?
That's what I had to say. Thank you.
Okay, he wasn't even listening. He didn't listen to you.
Okay,
he was probably just talking the whole time.
What I hear from Trump is not going to be an increase in press freedom in the United States. I agree with Dan that it's irresponsible for you to, talk about a story about Duarte and then...
Duterte.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. No, I don't care what this little Pygmalion king of... You know, I'm going to shoot reporters and give everybody money.
There's 100 million people in the Philippines, man. That's a big place.
They should rise up with pitchforks and torches and stab this man and put him on a skewer instead of on fire. Okay? Not my fault.
People love this kind of tough talk, just like Dan. Admitted there that something should... He said that, you know, the press that is biased should have some sort of punishment for that, but he wouldn't talk about what it should be. Now, I'm not saying that Duterte is going to be... or that Trump is going to be as bad as Duterte. I said there are checks on Trump, more of them here in the United States, legally and from the media, that he's not going to be able to get away with saying the things that Duterte says. But it sure doesn't sound like Trump values freedom of the press.
And it does not sound like he values freedom of the press.
And that means there could be some kind of crackdown.
I don't believe for a second that Clinton does either. She stonewalls the press at every opportunity.
No doubt. This wasn't an either or Trump or Clinton.
But that's how people see it at this time.
That's their problem.
Agreed.
All right. So we'll continue tomorrow night online between now and then. I'm sure we can find some garbage about Clinton being anti-press, too. We just didn't happen to come across that tonight. So if you want to share that with us, please feel free tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's